Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Former President Donald Trump was indicted, along with 18 co-defendants Monday night, by a grand jury in Georgia over their attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in that state. Trump is charged with 13 counts, including violations of the Georgia racketeering statutes, conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree, conspiracy to commit false statements and writings, and two separate counts of solicitation of violation of oath by public officer. This brings the total number of charges he faces between this case, the New York State hush money case, the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, and the federal case over his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election to 88 state and federal felony charges. A vital decision is on the horizon that could impact the very foundation of support for families dealing with autism. The change would significantly cut Medicaid reimbursement rates for autism therapy. Last year, Indiana Medicaid programs provided thousands of kids with what's known as Applied Behavior Analysis Therapy, or ABA for short. The advocacy group Indiana Act for Families recently released a letter signed by nearly 60 concerned parents and advocates addressed to Governor Holcomb, asking him to reconsider cuts and adopt a financially sustainable rate that keeps ABA centers open, therapists employed, and children in ABA therapy. Concord Community Schools is suing social media. The Concord Community School Board voted to join litigation against companies like Meta, Snap, TikTok, and YouTube. It's the latest district to join a growing list of schools joining a national effort to hold major social media companies accountable. Several other school districts in the state have also reportedly agreed to participate in the litigation. The Elkhart Community School Board also retained legal counsel on the matter. School districts like Concord and Elkhart will not be using taxpayer dollars to join the lawsuit. Police have identified the man that drowned at Warren Dunes State Park on Sunday. 38-year-old Luis Cifuentes of Bensonville, Illinois, was pronounced dead at the scene. Crews responded Sunday afternoon to three people struggling in the water at Warren Dunes State Park in Berrien County. Police say three people from Illinois were outside the swim area past the buoys when they began to drown. Paramedics rescued a second person and took him to the hospital. The third person made it out of the water on his own. As students head back to school, officials are reminding you about back-to-school safety. Among the biggest concerns, they want to remind drivers to slow down in school zones. School zone speed limits and stop arm violations will be enforced. Police are also asking that you put your phone down and eliminate distractions while you're behind the wheel. South Bend company Manufacturing Technology Incorporated helped in the successful Artemis 1 moon mission by welding parts together for the engines. They received recognition from NASA for their achievements. Senior leaders from NASA and South Bend Mayor James Muller were at MTI's plant on Monday, thanking them for their contribution. MTI leaders say they're excited to continue making a difference in space exploration. Georgia will begin its drive for an unprecedented college football championship three-peat as the number one team in the AP's preseason top 25. Coming in at number two is Michigan, number three is Ohio State, Alabama's number four, LSU starts at number five. Notre Dame is ranked 13th to start the season. Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt is one of just 25 players to make ESPN's 2023 College Football Preseason All-American team. ESPN's Chris Lowe considers Alt the standard for a left tackle in college football and will continue to be in 2023. Meantime, Notre Dame sophomore cornerback Benjamin Morrison landed on a third preseason watch list, landing on the Chuck Bednarik Award watch list. That award goes to the most outstanding defensive player in college football. The South Bend Cubs continue their road trip tonight at West Michigan. South Bend enters this series 6.5 games behind Peoria for the second half playoff berth. Coverage begins at 6:15 tonight on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Chicago Cubs, White Sox, and Detroit Tigers were all off last night. The Cubs and White Sox start another two-game set of the Crosstown Classic tonight at Wrigley Field at 8:05. The Tigers begin a series against Minnesota at 7:40.
From the Great Lakes Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center, Michiana Weather.
Mostly cloudy with rain showers this morning, slowly clearing this afternoon with a high temperature of 72. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.